1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. As you well know, we are celebrating our CJCS 100th anniversary, and it's great memories and voices from the past, and you will certainly enjoy the dulcet tones of our next guest. Please welcome Terry Boyce. Terry, it's wonderful to see you.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, Jamie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, we were just chatting before coming on here. When was the last time you were here in the building?
I think about a dozen years ago, around 2012, would you believe? That really dates me right there. I was filling in, I believe, for Eddie Matthews in the morning show.
Okay.
And that's my last recollection here.
Okay. Now, you are an on-air announcer here at the radio station. I'd like to talk about your journey getting into radio, because it's quite a unique journey for you, if you will, because you came, your previous career, you were a principal. Is that?
That's correct. Yes.
All
yes,
right.
Yes. I was in the education system here in Perth County for about 32 years. I started teaching in Listowel and ended up as principal in Listowel and Stratford Central, Mitchell High School, and St. Mary's DCVI over the course of the 32 years. When I retired, I was looking for something to do. And as luck would have it, people kept on saying, "You've got a marvelous voice. You should be on radio."
Which you do.
I found out on my very first day of classes, because I thought I should take classes. I enrolled at Fanshawe College and the radio broadcasting program. And the first day they said, "You're probably here because someone's told you you've got a great voice." And then they followed up with, "You can forget that." I wanted my money back, but they wouldn't give it back to me. So I had a really marvelous time, though, at Fanshawe, learned a great deal, and had a chance to come here to CJCS. Living in Stratford, it was a natural fit.
Yeah, an absolutely natural fit. What was it like for you taking that course? Obviously, there were younger people, shall we say, in the course. So were you certainly their mentor? What was it like in that environment?
Well, I think initially they thought maybe I had been sent by either their parents or the police to keep an eye on them, because I was well over 50. And they were all 18, 19, and 20-year-olds, although there was one really old student. She was 24.
Okay.
So it was an interesting thing. But, you know, what I found was that these kids were absolutely marvelous. Through time, I found that I made many, many good friends, which I've kept to this day. And, you know, their lives have been quite interesting to follow.
And what was it like for you working with the equipment, certainly, at that time, radio, the program before coming here at CJCS?
Yes. Well, we were still working with tape, with audio tape.
Is
and
that right?
Learning
okay.
how to splice.
Okay.
And, you know, carts were considered to be quite revolutionary. You know, the whole idea of some pre-recorded thing that you just simply popped in as opposed to playing a record. And so it was quite a transitional time, because the technology was really just getting started. And when I came here to CJCS, the technology was in that transitional phase too. As I recall, our music was on carts. Our commercials were on carts. We did a variety of things here that were very, very much part of the 20th century, but we were moving in that 21st century direction. And,
right.
It was quite an interesting time to be in radio.
So you arrived at CJCS. So what year are we talking about roughly here?
Well, I came here. I kind of sauntered in.
And
in somewhere around 2000, I was in just at the tail end of my first year at Fanshawe. And I thought, well, I should just go and see what they're doing at the radio station. And so I started to hang out with a couple of people that you may recall, Scott Miller in the news department, and Sean McDonald, who was kind of the production and the Saturday morning voice. And so I hung around, and I found that if you fed them coffee and donuts, they didn't kick you out.
Terry, that's the secret right there.
Well, you know, on a voluntary basis, it really did work. And you kind of hang around long enough and they think that you're actually employed here. And that's the way it worked. An opening came up to do the Sunday morning operator. And at that time, you know, the Sunday mornings, there was the church service from Central United. There was also several religious programs which were played. And they needed somebody to actually be in the studio and to put those things on air. And so that's how I got my start, along with Graham Ray, as a matter of fact. And we kind of co-shared that job on Sunday mornings. And then I kind of flim-flammed my way a bit into maybe working some of the Saturdays too. And, I had a chance to model myself after a number of people, including you.
Oh,
you
gosh.
Were a mainstay at the station at that time, along with Eddie Matthews. And I guess eventually they got tired of seeing me as a volunteer and said, well, let's give him a dollar or two. So that's how I got started. And I think I started full-time then, as soon as I finished at Fanshawe in 2001, I started full-time here. And I did some on-air, but most of my work was essentially what we called voice tracking, which was recording the overnight, because we were doing overnight programming, from dusk to dawn, and it was an experience. I think I was the only person that they found took longer to voice track and pre-record the program than it did to actually do it.
Oh, it would have been great to have you live, but there you go. But you were certainly, you were sort of middays, and you also filled in as well.
Yes, I did.
And this is the AM 1240 days,
yes,
too.
Yes, this is, yeah. And that's when we were doing, good times, great oldies, and it was, interestingly enough, that these were the oldies of my generation. You know, during the 60s, there were 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so the music was familiar, and I felt really comfortable with that. And I think it showed.
Yeah, it did show, because I certainly remember you, Terry, flipping through the Billboard Top 40 books. You were in that cover to cover, and I always remember you leafing through it. If a song came up, you were there with the trivia.
Yeah. Well, it was that sort of thing. You wanted to, as they taught me at Fanshawe, it's not how you sound, it's what you say, what you have to say. And if you can add to the program, if you're simply just playing the song and saying that was this is, then that doesn't do much for your audience. They really want to hear something else and to make it an additional source of information. And that's what I think I was hoping to do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's great local radio. We're chatting with Terry Boyce and his time here at CJCS Radio, the AM 1240 days. And so you were working with Eddie Matthews and Steve Ray, the GM at the time?
Oh, yes. Steve and Carolyn, the owners of the station at that time. And I'll tell you, I owe them a great debt of gratitude. They certainly tolerated my coming and going. And when I decided, after having worked for a number of years as full-time, I thought, I'd like to cut back. They were, again, very, very willing and very, very helpful to, have me come in on a near-regular basis and do some of fill-ins, which was a nice way to kind of ease into what I think now is retirement.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, looking back at your time here at CJCS, any particular stories that come to mind, or any fun with the equipment, when you think about the reel-to-reel tapes or things like that, anything that comes to mind?
Oh, the one horror show of the all-time was I was opping for Bob Smith doing a Stratford Culleton game. As you know, the Culletons were a stalwart, still are under the Warriors name, but Bob was, he would do remote broadcasts, and he was down in Brantford. And what he would do is he would call in on the bat phone, we called it. It was a red phone that sat on the desk, and he would call in, and then there was a switch that you hit, which switched him over to live. Well, I was new at it, and I switched him over to live and promptly hung up the phone, which meant that the connection was no longer there. Bob would not be aware of this because he couldn't hear the station in Brantford, so he continued to broadcast, and I'm going, oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? I talked with Mrs. Smith several times. She was quite anxious and wondering what had happened to her husband.
Gosh.
And eventually we called the police in Brantford that went to the arena and said to Bob, you're not under arrest, but you're not on air. And so we reconnected, and I think
you actually called the police, and they had to get in touch with Bob to figure out the situation?
It was definitely a desperation act, because we did not want to miss that hockey
game. No. Wow.
So, you know, you do things like that, and then hindsight, it is really funny. At the time, though, I was sweating bullets because this was my new life, and I was botching it badly.
Oh, my gosh. Terry Boyce with wonderful memories at CJCS Radio. Did you think we would be talking about the CJCS 100th anniversary?
Absolutely, I did. You know why? This station thrives because, unlike a lot of stations that have decided that they are wanting to appeal to a wide area or not, this station has always focused on this community and its surrounding area. And that means that the people in this area have a chance to hear what's going on. And that's what keeps people glued to the radio. They want to know what's happening in Stratford and area and Mitchell and St. Mary's and all around. And this station fills that void. And I think that that's what makes it enduring. And I would assume that you're going to be around for another 100 years, although we may not, you and I may not see that.
And I also remember you, Terry, on the air, speaking of serving the area, your sort of taglines, from Topping to Tavistock. You did a great job with coming up with all of these different locations, if you will.
Well, one of the facts is, you know, when you spend a lot of time in teaching, and especially in different schools, you got to work various communities. And so you started looking at that. And you thought, okay, so from St. Mary's to New Hamburg, or St. Peter's, whatever it would take. And it was an attempt, I believe, to include not just the main part of Stratford, but to include our surrounding area as well. And that's a major part of our audience, because they're tuned into what's happening in this location.
There you go. That's what it's all about right there. Terry Boyce helping us to celebrate our CJCS 100th. And you talked about, Terry, working with some great names, Eddie Matthews, Steve Ray. And you were a mentor, certainly, to many through these doors, as we talked about with Scott and with people like Sean, and certainly many others as well.
Well, I think I learned a lot more from any of those people than I ever taught them, and that the legacy I really enjoy of this station. It was such a positive experience learning and making great friends.
And great memories. And how's your golf game these days?
Oh, it is a train wreck. But on that note, there's always tomorrow.
There's always tomorrow. Terry Boyce, Terry, thank you so much. It was a pleasure chatting.
Jimmy, it is a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.